In its newly released Global Economic Prospects report, the World Bank acknowledged that the world economy remains fragile 4 years after the onset of the global financial crisis. Here's World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim.
What we see is that the economic recovery remains fragile and uncertain, clouding, of course, the prospect for rapid improvement and a return to more robust growth. And the outlook is weak in both high-income and developing country economies.
The World Bank estimates that global GDP grew 2.3% in 2012, 0.3% drop from its previous forecast last June. It projects the growth at 2.4% this year before gradually strengthening to 3.1% in 2014. The report attributes more than half of the global growth in 2012 to developing economies, which achieved an estimated growth of 5.1% last year. The bank says strong domestic demand and growing South-South economic linkages have underpinned developing country resilience to the ongoing crisis. The bank also projects the growth of developing economies at 5.5% this year before it rises to 5.7% in 2014. However, the weakness in high-income countries is dampening developing country growth. World Bank President Dr. Jim Yong Kim says, despite promising and sometimes even courageous measures taken in Europe, there are issues remain in the Eurozone. And the United States is trying to deal with its debt and fiscal crisis.
What we are suggesting is that we cannot wait for the return to growth in the high-income countries. We really need developing countries to think about setting the stage for medium and long-term growth. We have to continue to support developing countries in making investments in infrastructure, in health, in education. This will set the stage, this will set the foundations for the growth that we know that they can achieve in the future.
The World Bank urges developing countries to ensure their fiscal and monetary policies robust and responsive to domestic conditions instead of trying to anticipate every fluctuation in developed countries. Last year, developing countries recorded among their slowest economic growth rates of the past decade, partly due to the Eurozone debt crisis. The international capital flows to developing countries fell 30% in the second quarter of last year. The World Bank also points out that the hope of a U-shaped recovery of the global economy is changing to a W-shape, meaning it will take longer time to recover. For CRI, this is Xia Hong reporting from Washington.